One of the things that Jesus so much wanted us to know is that God loves us. Last week at the Mass, we talked about some of the images that God gives us so that we can understand better God's love. Jesus just didn't tell us about God's love. He wanted to show us. And so one of the ways he did that was by the story of the Good Shepherd that we had last week. You know, the shepherd that lays down his life for the sheep. And that's what Jesus did for us. He died for us. But he also told us about how God can be called Abba. Do you remember what that word means? What does it mean? Daddy. God is so close to us and loves us so much that he wants to let us call him Daddy. Don't call just everybody Daddy, do you? Do you? No. It's only special people that we call Daddy. Today he gives us another image. What is the image in the gospel today? Can you tell me? Did you hear? Let me see if I can help you. Now, this isn't here to make the church look pretty, because it's way too small for that. But I was kind of pleased I had it pointing the right direction, the way the wind's blowing today. Now, does this help you know what Jesus, the image he gave us today? The vine? Who's the vine? Jesus is the vine. Who are we? The branches. Okay. Now, this one doesn't have very big branches on it, but I found some. There's one in here somewhere. But he's the vine, and we're the branches. And what Jesus was trying to tell us is the life that God wants to give to us comes through Jesus, the vine. Look here. This leaves way out here in the end. Where do they get their life from? Where? How did they get the life? Yeah, but look here. How does that get it clear up to here? By growing? But what happens if this gets broken? Okay, but on this plant, what happens if I break this right here? What's going to happen? Or if I cut it off, what's going to happen? This out here is going to die, isn't it? Because the life comes from down here, from the roots and from this stem that comes up. Now, Jesus is trying to tell us it's like that for us, but not in our bodies, but in our souls. That the life comes from Jesus and comes to us who are the branches. And we got to stay strongly connected to this vine so that we'll have life in us. It's an image, but it's a good one, because it helps us understand how important it is that we keep very closely connected to Jesus. And one of the ways he gives us to do that is through the gift of his body and blood. Because when we receive his body and blood in the Eucharist, we are receiving his life, so that that life can grow strong within us, and that we have that life which will last forever in us. Because, you know, only Jesus by himself has life forever. The rest of us, if we're going to have life forever, we have to receive it. Just like these leaves out here, they have to receive that life from down here. We have to receive the life from Jesus. So we have to stay closely connected to him. You know, sometimes as we kind of go through life, we get so caught up in other things that connection starts to get kind of weak. And so we come back to the Eucharist so that his life can be made stronger in us. And that's why we have you here this morning, because we want the life of Jesus to grow stronger in you.
Now,
let's try something. What happens if I just come along like this and I go, boom? What's going to happen here? What would this look like tomorrow? It's going to dry up, isn't it? And what did Jesus say that's good for? In the gospel, he said it. When it all dries up, what's it good for? Be thrown into the fire and burnt, didn't he? But see, that's an image of what happens to us. When we get cut off from the vine who is Jesus, our spiritual life dries up. And you know how we get cut off? Through sin. Sin is the thing that cuts us off from this connection with Jesus. But God gave us a way to get reconnected too. What do we call that? Confession. The sacrament of reconciliation or the sacrament of penance. When we get cut off because of sin, he gave us a way back. But the more important thing right now is that we keep coming to the gift of his body and blood so that the life of Jesus will be strong in us. And if that life is really strong in us, we're not going to fall into sin near as easily. But it's when that life starts getting weak in us that we get tempted and we start doing things we shouldn't do. So today we just want you to remember that like this, like the leaves on this plant, our life comes through Jesus. And we all need to remember that. And if we stay closely connected to him, we receive his body and blood often, then that life will remain strong within us.